WBEZ's nonprofit spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org. This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration prepares professionals to address today's most pressing challenges and offers flexible options with part-time and evening classes to support busy adults balancing complex schedules. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/social work.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. Chicago is full of talented people, and we love to give them their flowers. So today, we're shining a light on a young chef who stepped into the national spotlight competing in the popular TV show Chopped. Chef Javonica Jacobs is the sous chef at Rick Bayless's Frontera Grill, and she just won a round in a special five-part tournament, Chopped, Julia Child's Kitchen. And we sat down with Chef Javonica to hear about her experience on national television. Our conversation began with the chef telling us how it felt to win.
Amazing. I grew up watching Chopped, and so when they reached out to me, it felt incredible. I just had to do it.
You
got to
tell me about that phone call. What was that moment like?
So the moment was like, we want you to audition for this show. And I was like, okay, I'll audition for it. And it took a little while for them to get back to me, so I kind of wrote it off. And then they said, you got cast, and it was for a Mexican-themed episode. And it didn't align with my schedule.
Uh-huh.
And so I had to say, thank you so much, but I can't take it. And I was going to Mexico with Rick Bayless at the time. And they said, we really want you on the show. What do you think about the Julia Child tournament? And I said, oh, yes, definitely. Even better.
That is perfect. Everything happens for a reason, right?
Definitely.
So talk to us about your winning dish. What did you make?
So I made a cassoulet. Cassoulet is a classic French dish. You have beans, pork, and sausage. So we actually have it on the menu at Frontera Grill. We fit it into our menu, made it Mexican style.
Yeah.
So you have your slow-cooked mantequilla beans and pork stock, chicharrón, chorizo, duck carnitas, and suckling pig.
So let's clear up the elephant in the room right now.
Yes.
We've got some cassoulet here in the studio. Thank you so much for bringing this for us to try. And so you've made a special version for me.
I have,
okay,
yes.
So what's in mine?
So in yours, you have black beans, a tomato guajillo sauce, and chicken. You have the duck carnitas. And then it's topped off with a little bit of chicken chicharrón.
Mm. Oh, my gosh. Perfection.
Thank you.
How long have you been making this?
I've been making this for 2 weeks now. It's been on the menu.
Wow. And so you've had some time to perfect it.
Yes, definitely. When we were thinking about putting it on the menu, it took us a week to create because you're combining these French flavors with Mexican flavors.
That duck is incredible.
Oh, thank you.
Very well done.
Thanks.
So combining the French with the Mexican.
Yeah.
And that's a challenge.
It is a challenge. French flavors are rich, they're good, and then you get the Mexican flavors, which are a little more complex, and you get the chili. You don't really find chili in French food. And so what we did was we kept it classic, true to its soul, with the richness of all the meats, and then we put in pickled morita to really cut through the richness of all the meat, and the dish really comes together.
This is incredible. Why don't you talk to us more about the competition? What were the rules this time around?
So the rules this time around was everything was in real time.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that made me the most nervous about the competition was the anticipation of opening up those baskets. You don't know what's inside of them. Once you open them up, it's go time and the clock starts. And yeah.
And what's in the basket?
So in the first basket, there was it was a dish based off coq au vin. So we had shredded carrots, instant mashed potatoes, chicken livers, and Yeah, so then we had to create.
We'd be like, what am I going to do with that? Yeah. What a combination.
So I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do with this. And coq au vin, it's a red wine kind of dish. And so that wasn't in the basket. So I'm like, okay, looking around, because you don't really get much time to spend in the pantry. So I'm like, okay, I need to find red wine. And I turn into a reduction, and I cook Mexican food. So I'm like, okay, it's an appetizer round. I'm making a tostada. So
smart.
Yeah.
So smart.
And so then I fried the chicken livers so they could be nice and juicy and get a little pop. And I made the reduction, and I put the olives in there and the shredded carrots. And then I made a garlic mashed potato as its bread, because for your traditional tostada, you'd usually put like beans or something on there.
That's right.
So then I put the mashed potatoes, and then I kind of put everything on top. And it had a lot of flavor. You can
so creative.
Coq au vin. It's... Yeah.
It was perfect and helped you with your win, right?
Definitely.
Here's something else we're not talking about. You were the youngest competitor in your round, right? And you're going up against folks who own their own restaurants.
Yes.
What's that like?
I definitely came in as the underdog, and I thought I was going to be kicked out for the first half, because I'm like, okay, I have to understand, I don't have as much experience as these other chefs. And I'm just like, I'm going to stick to my flavors. I'm going to stay true to myself and see where this takes me.
Yeah.
And it took me pretty far.
Somehow you kept yourself motivated, though.
I did. I was focused. And when you're in the kitchen, or when I'm doing a craft that I'm truly passionate about, it's tunnel vision for me.
Wow. And so this dish here, I mean, it takes a long time to make. So how did you adapt it to the fast-paced nature of cooking on Chopped?
So the fast-paced nature. So I'll start with this. When we're doing flavors at the restaurant, we're typically cooking every ingredient individually. So that's what we do already. And then we combine them mm-hmm. together. And so on Chopped, I'm using like 6 different pots.
Right.
And I'm really developing the flavor.
You don't have 2 weeks to, no. to perfect it. Right?
I had 30 minutes. And I was in a kitchen I didn't know. So I had like 6 pots on the stove. And one thing, I'm doing butter to make sure the croutons are nice. And one thing, I'm building the flavor with a little bit of tomato reduction to get that acid from there. And then the other point, I'm making these beans. And at the end, I develop this flavor, and then I'm combining them together to get the final dish.
Mm. So you have found success, of course, in cooking. But as a student, I'm hearing you were also a really promising basketball and track athlete too, right? So
yes.
What made you decide to pursue cooking professionally? And then how did your parents react?
So what made me pursue it was my mom was an incredible cook, and I love to eat. And so
is she who taught you?
She did not teach me at all. She was like, you cannot be in this kitchen.
Really?
And she would let me peel the potatoes, but that's not cooking. So, but my mom, she, her food was so incredible. And I've watched her, and I watched the Food Network, and I really got into like farming. So I had my own little garden, or gardening, not farming. So I had my own little garden, and I was really interested in that. And so when I got a little older, when it came my time to choose, I was like, okay, I want to do cooking. And my parents were like, what? I had scholarships to D2 colleges to play basketball. And they're like, why don't you just take those scholarships? And I was like, yeah. they don't have what I want to do there. And so I just chose to go to culinary school, and I fell in love with the whole process.
Wow, that's incredible. I want to hear more about those early days, right? Because there must have been a lot of lessons wrapped up in that time, you know, learning how to cook and do it seriously. Mm-hmm. So was there ever a moment where you maybe questioned, gosh, is this what I really do want to pursue?
Yeah. So when I first started in culinary school, everything was great, super simple, super easy, but I wanted more. I wanted to get that experience. And so I was 1 year into culinary school, and I went to a bunch of different restaurants around Chicago doing what we call a stage, where you kind of get your fill of the kitchen to see if it's good for you and if it's good for the restaurant. And I got told no a lot. And I was like, what? I don't understand. Maybe this isn't for me. Mm. And that's when I started to be at my wit's end with this. And at the time, I lived 2 hours away from Chicago. So then taking the train 2 hours from Chicago, coming to school, and then going out and hearing no, it kind of made me feel like, this isn't for me. Mm. And so after that, I just kept trying. And eventually, Frontera Grill let me in their door. And I started off at Shoko as a line cook. And I worked my way up through the
rest is history.
Yeah.
That's incredible. I heard a rumor you might be allergic to seafood. Is that right?
It is right. I have a severe allergy.
So how do you do that? Because I'm thinking of when I'm in the kitchen, I want to taste test different things, right? How do you get around a food allergy in the kitchen?
So it's really unique. And so over the years, I've learned how to navigate that. And so I do make seafood items and dishes on the menu.
Oh, I know. That's why I'm asking.
So in order to do that, I start off with a base. For making a seafood pozole, I start off with the tomato guajillo and the tomatoes. And I get it to the point where I think it's nice. And then we'll put our lobster stock in there, and then I'll have another chef taste it or a well-respected cook taste it. And that's how we get there. It really does take that team effort.
So there's a process there. There's a formula. So what do you hope that young aspiring chefs listening right now take away from your success and watching you on television here locally in the kitchen? What's your advice?
My advice is to stay focused and don't listen to anybody. Even people were laughed at me that I wanted to cook, and a lot of restaurants told me no, but I knew what I wanted to do. I'm very passionate about cooking, and so if you're very passionate about it, do it. There's different avenues to get to where you want to go, and just stay focused and keep your head held high.
Yeah. Can you tease anything about Tuesday's episode of Chopped? I won't tell anybody, I swear.
I cannot.
All right, we'll leave it at that. Chef Javonica Jacobs is the sous chef at Rick Bayless's Frontera Grill. She won her episode of Chopped, and you can catch her this Tuesday on the show's season finale. Thank you so much for joining us in studio and for this wonderful dish.
Thanks for having me.
I will finish it now. This episode was produced by Brenda Ruiz, and it was edited by Linnea Dominic and Max Lubers. If you're a foodie, you might enjoy Reset's newsletter. We share recipes and fun restaurants to try throughout the city. Sign up today by visiting wbez.org/resetnews. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Thank you so much for listening.
My name is Liz, and as a teacher, I think that WBEZ provides endless sources that I can bring back to my students where they can also engage in a deeper understanding. I teach government, I teach U.S. history, and I have used sources from WBEZ in order to help enrich the understanding of my students.